It's only the first days of summer in Europe and it's stinking hot. Records are tumbling for the hottest June day and climate change means this is only a sign of what's expected to come. So can people in Europe who aren't as used to that kind of heat take some lessons from Australia? Well, the sorts of temperatures being felt there are certainly hot, even for us. Mid-30s in the UK and the low to mid-40s in France. Several countries have issued their highest level heat warnings. The heat wave's dragging on for day after day and many people are exhausted.
Awful, to be honest. It's horrible, this heat.
I'm sweating like nothing normal.
It's having a big impact on everyday life. The heat's shut schools, knocked out electricity networks and reduced public transport. In London, an event focused on how the world can adapt to extreme heat was cancelled because of the extreme heat. It's also causing deaths, especially in France, where there's been dozens of drownings as people try to cool off. There are also concerns some hospitals may not cope in the months ahead. Heatwaves are notorious for being silent killers, with people dying from related illnesses that can be difficult to directly attribute to a spell of extreme weather. Here's BBC meteorologist Thomas Schaffernacker talking about how people are going in the UK.
We're not used to it. We don't have aircon. The London houses heat up. It's not pleasant.
That raises the question, how can people get used to it? Climate scientists say Europe's warming faster than the rest of the world, and many of its cities were built for a cooler planet. They warn heat waves are becoming more frequent and intense due to climate change. Here's the chair of the UK's Independent National Heat Risk Commission, Emma Howard-Boyd.
It's very clear from the way our services aren't working today, our transport networks, our schools closing down, that we're not prepared. But we need to get prepared for the heat that we know is coming in the years, months and years to come.
Experts say there are many ways Europeans, especially those in colder areas, can learn from what people do in Australia to deal with extreme heat. While our bodies do acclimatise to a certain extent, what we wear, or rather what we don't wear, is crucial. People in Europe love stripping off to the amusement of many Australians. But Australian National University heat health researcher Liz Hannah says good clothing choices really help.
There is an upper limit though to how much heat the human body can survive. But Australians are very good at wearing hats now and protective covers to help protect the skin. As we absorb a lot of heat through the skin, of course.
Another big factor is housing. Over the years, Australians have built homes to suit the climate. A famous example is the Queenslander, with its elevation and timber veranda, to create a cooler environment. In Europe, though, many houses built to help people stay warm for much of the year become hot boxes in heat waves and often don't have air conditioning. But steps in Europe are being taken to prepare for a warmer future. Countries are planting vegetation on buildings and through streets to cool cities. And there are discussions about better housing design, because air conditioners are inefficient and expensive if dwellings aren't built to suit. Ultimately, the stakes are high for people in Europe to adapt. The deadly impact of extreme heat is well documented, and the world's thermometer continues to inch higher.